LaHashem, and one was selected to be LaAzazel. And the one that was selected to be LaHashem, the blood of that carbon goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, this part of the pasuk is telling us what happens after they sprinkle the blood of the par and the saw here in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Welcome, Mr. Rappaport. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you.
Welcome back, Rabbi.
I'm sorry that you didn't know yesterday. I saw that you tried to log on yesterday. I apologize. I had to go away yesterday. I wasn't able to be here.
Okay.
Okay, so right, so in the middle of the pasuk over here, we're describing over here that Yomaki Purim, after the coin sprinkles inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Peroches, the blood of the par and the sawyer. So what it's going to say now is, he takes the blood of these two korbanos and he mixes the blood together. He mixes the blood of the par together with the blood dam of the sawyer. Now obviously the blood of the par is a lot more. A par, a bull, has a lot more blood than a goat. Nevertheless, he mixes the remnants, the leftovers of these two bloods. And what he's going to do now is he's going to make, I think it's 11 applications on the surface of the Mizbeach Hazav. Now 99% of all korbanos, the blood is applied to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which is the big Mizbeach that's inside of the Azorah. This is the small Mizbeach that's inside the Heichal, that's further in. And on this Mizbeach, ordinarily what we do on this Mizbeach twice a day is bring Ketores. You don't put blood on this Mizbeach. The only time you put blood are very exceptional times, and one of those exceptional times is on Yom Kippur. And the blood is going to be applied 11 times. How do you do it 11 times? Well, you make 4 applications to the corners. The Kohen dips his finger into the blood and he puts it delicately on the 4 corners of this Mizbeach. And then he sprinkles on the surface of the Mizbeach 7 times. And that's what it says over here. It says it would be Yotzah. Yotzah means he exits. Where is he exiting from? So simply means he's exiting from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or from the front of the Heichal. Towards the front of the Heichal is where the Mizbeach is located. And now he's going to move all the way back, and he's going to exit from where he was, and he's going to come El HaMizbeach. He's going to come to the Mizbeach, Asher Lefnei Hashem. Okay, this is the Mizbeach HaZohav, and that's why it's called Asher Lefnei Hashem. It's inside this chamber. The Chiper Olav, and he's going to do an act of atonement, which is, now, if I'm not mistaken, the Chiper Olav is just an introduction. He's going to do an act of atonement. Now, what is the act of atonement? Now the pasuk comes to tell us what he does. V'lokach, he will take midam hapar, or midam hasoir, v'nosan, he will apply it al karnois hamizbeach savan, all 4 corners. Since Rashi explains, v'yotza el hamizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, ze mizbeach hazohov, shu lefnei Hashem. What is the lefnei Hashem? It's ba'heichol in the heichol. Why does the word viyotza, he will exit? Because until now he took this blood and he sprinkled it on the pereches, that's towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he stood in the Mizbeach v'lifnim, he was right near the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'hiza uva matonos ha-mizbeach his kiku lot says min ha-mizbeach v'luchutz. Now when he's coming to make the applications to the Mizbeach, he has to go backwards. He has to trace his steps backwards to get to the other end of the Heichal, which really is the entrance of the Heichal. That's why it's called exiting. Lot says min ha-mizbeach v'luchutz, to take leave of the area of the Mizbeach v'luchutz, v'yachil mikeren mizrach etzafonis, and he's going to start on the northeast. So in other words, you have to come now and stand in front of the Mizbeach. And right now, until now, the last moment, where was he standing? He was standing in front of the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's all the way in the west. And he sprinkled the blood of the Sawyer 8 times. 1 up and 7 down. Now he takes that blood and he mixes it with the blood of the Par. And he basically goes to the entrance of the Heichal, which means he has to go all the way backwards towards the east, which is the entrance into the Heichal. And he's basically going to stand in front of the Mizbeach, facing west, and he's going to make this application. So therefore, that's why it's called the Yotzor. Rashi is very precise. I'll read Rashi one more time. It says over here, Mizbeach l'fnei Hashem, Zeh Mizbeach Hazav Shul l'fnei Hashem. First of all, we have to take note that it says l'fnei Hashem means Mizbeach Hazav. And Ma'at Hamom of Yotzor, with Mishrihizo, Hazois, Allah Parecha, Tzomar, Mina Mizbeach, v'lefnim Yitzor, being that the last thing that he did was, he was towards the west. So when it comes to these applications, he has to go and stand on the east. The Yachli starts in the Keren. There are four corners on this Mizbeach. It's right smack in the center. And he starts in the Keren, Mizrochis, Sephonis, on the northeast. The Chibur of Mahi Kaparos, what is the Kapara? So I can explain the Chibur means it's an introduction. What is the kapara? He mixes them together, and he begins to do the procedure. Now, maybe we should illustrate this. How do I make a picture over here? I never did this before. Let's see more. Can I do something over here? Make a meeting. I used to know how to do this before. No, I'll do like this. Let's try to do this. I'm going to stop the share. I used to know how to do this once upon a time. I used to do this in Daf Yomi. Let's see if I know how to do this. 1 second. Stop share. Okay. Now let's do like this. Let's do this just to give an illustration. Okay. 1 second. How do you do this over here? I used to know how to do this. I forgot how to do this already. Terrible. Let me just see. One moment. Share screen. Okay, here we go. Whiteboard. Okay. Can you see my whiteboard? Can you see this whiteboard? So I'm gonna make
I see it.
So I'm gonna make a very not accurate picture. Okay, here I'm gonna make over here the Heichal. Let's see if I can make the Heichal. Trying to show off over here, alright? Okay. Oops, okay. Now we look at another one. Try to draw, let's just draw a square. Okay. So this is going to be the Heichal. This is the Heichal. Oops. And here we go, okay. This is the Heichal. This is west. Okay, I'm going to, that's not a good idea. Okay, text. Okay, this is west, and this is east, and this is east over here, here is east, and this is north, and this is south. Okay. Here is the Kodesh HaKodashim. Kodesh HaKodashim is in this room over here. Here is the Kodesh HaKodashim. In here. In this room over here. Where and here is the Mizbeach. I'm going to make a big Mizbeach. We have to have a Mizbeach. Okay, make a box for the Mizbeach. Okay, draw. Here is our Mizbeach, right over here. Change color, make it red. The Mizbeach is located over right here. Okay, this is our Mizbeach. Okay, so this, is everyone with me? Is everyone with me? Mr. Mizglatter, I hope you're with me. Mr. Rapport, everything good so far? This is the Heichal. Are you able to see the picture on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. So
including the color.
The color, good. So we have over here, in this little box, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This box over here, the pink box, that's the Mizbeach HaZohav. The last thing the Kohen did was, he stood, you see my arrow? Do you see the arrow when I'm speaking? I don't know what you really see.
That's the
Peroichas. Okay, that's the Peroichas. You can, Mr. Apple, you can see the arrow? Do you see the arrow?
Yeah, he's sprinkling on that.
Right, but do you see my arrow? Do you see my arrow?
Yes, okay, it's going up and down.
Good, excellent. Okay. So the Kohen Gadol, he stands over here and he sprinkles on this curtain. The last thing he did was he sprinkled the blood of the Sa'ir, the goat. Now the part is V'yotso. Rash is coming to explain why does the Pasuk say the word V'yotso? And the answer is because after he finishes sprinkling on the Peroches, we want him to be in this position. You see that corner? We want him to be in the northeast corner. That's where we want him to go. In order for him to get there, if he's standing over by the Peroches, he has to walk all the way out and around to get here. That is called V'yotso. Standing over here and going east, to walk all the way back, come up down below, and come around, and stand over here, that is why it's called V'yotso. You're going now in front, because this is the entrance. The entrance into the Heichal is over here. So, and if he's currently standing here, the way it's considered to be V'yotso is if he has to basically trace his footsteps all the way back and stand in front of the Mizbeach, facing west, and he's going to start with the northeast corner. He's going to do one application to the corner, another application to this corner, an application to this corner, an application to that corner. Four applications. And then he's going to again dip his finger into the blood, and he's going to sprinkle on the surface seven times. Okay, so let's go back over here to our screen. Okay, you are now sharing your screen. You can see. You see the pesukim now. Do you see the are we back to the Sefario? You see this now, Mr. Rappel, you see the pasuk Yitches over here.
Well, yeah, the little hand outside the.
But right now, what do you see on your screen?
We don't see the Sefario.
Okay.
See the.
Okay, so let's go back now to share screen. To now that we got the basics, now we can go back to our psukim. Now you see it. You see the psukim?
Okay, now it's fine. Now
it's fine. So now let's review the pasuk. V'yotso el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem v'chiper olav. And what does he do? V'logach bidam apor bidam ha'soir v'nosan, and he puts it al karnois hamizbeach soviv. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, Allah Mizbech Hashem Lefnei Hashem. First of all, which Mizbech are we describing? The fact that it says Lefnei Hashem, we are describing the Mizbech in the Heichal. Zeh Mizbech HaZohav Shehu Lefnei Hashem. This Mizbech HaZohav. Baheichal. Umat Hal Molemar V'yotso. The reason why it's called Lefnei Hashem is because it's in before Hashem, it's inside the Heichal. And what does it mean, the word V'yotso? Because until now he just sprinkled on the Peroiches, the Almighty was standing until now. He was standing between the Mizbeach and the Peroiches, and he sprinkled the blood of the Par and the Soir on the Peroiches. Now, what he needs to do now, now he needs to go back and do sprinklings on the Mizbeach. His kikoi lotzeis, he is required to depart min ha-Mizbeach v'lachutz. He needs to depart from the Mizbeach and go, I'm translating this to mean from go v'lachutz outside of the Mizbeach, which means to stand in front of the Mizbeach. Right now he's standing between the Mizbeach and the Peroches. He needs to trace his footsteps and stand in front of the Mizbeach facing west. the Yafchil, which corner will he start with? Mikeren, the corner, Mizrachis, the funnest, the northeast corner. The Chiper Olav, and now he will do an act of atonement. What is the act of atonement? The pasuk goes on to say, Mahi kaparasoi, v'lokach, midam apar, midam hasor. He mixes the bloods of these two animals, me'orvan zel l'soir zeh. And what does he do? He puts the blood al karnois ha-mizbeach on the corners, the four corners, saviv, all the way around. Now let's see Targum. Targum says, v'yipoik, he will exit, l'mad b'cho, to the mizbeach, v'kodom Hashem, v'chaper alohi, and he will atone upon it. And what does he do to atone upon it? V'yisav, he will put, or he will take, midma ditora, the blood of the axe, the power, umidma the blood ditzfira, the goat, the yitin, he will apply al karnas midbucha, the corners of the mizbeach, sechor sechor, round and around. Okay, whenever it says in the pasuk the word saviv, targum, he has two words for the word round, saviv, sechor sechor. Okay, straightforward. Next pasuk. What happens next? Now, after he did the four applications on the four corners, he sprinkles four times on the surface. He sprinkles olav upon the mizbeach, menadam from the blood, be'etzba'oi, with his finger, shed upon him. Now, here comes a very important word. V'tiharoi. What does this word mean over here? V'tiharo. V'kiddushoi. He purifies it and he sanctifies it mitumois from the impurity of the Bnei Yisrael. Now, you know, there are two different types of sanctifications in Jewish people. There is purity, tahara, and kedusha. What's the difference between the two? Tahara and kedusha. Okay, let's put it aside for now, but these are two different concepts. Here it is v'tihara v'kiddushoi. He will purify and he will sanctify from the contamination of the Jewish people. Now let's see what it says over here. Rashi, Pasuk Yutes, V'hize olav ben adam, he will sprinkle upon it the mizbeach, achash nosan matanois pa'etzboi ala karnoisof, maze sheva hazois al gadi. After he puts four applications on the corners, he sprinkles seven times on the roof. V'ti haroi mimashe ovar. And this is a very great Rashi. V'kiddusho le'osid lovo. Rashi here, we would never even know this, in the middle of nowhere, middle of Avodah Yom Kippurim, he tells us the difference between Tahara and Kiddusha. Tahara is the past. Kiddusha is the future. When a person does an Avera, he becomes Tomei. Whether there's all the different madregos of tumah, all different types of tumah, v'chulu, v'chulu. When a person seeks purity, you're cleansing the damage of the past. You're purging an impurity that envelops the neshama. How did that impurity get there? The past. Because the person did something in the past that was not proper, and that impurity has damaged his neshama. So the tahara, the purpose of the tahara, is to rectify the past. Kiddusha is looking forward. You take an object that's mundane and you sanctify it. I'm now going to use this for purity. So Rashi over here is this incredible stuff with T.R.O. that you're going to purify the Mizbech from all of the bad things that happened in the past. And the Kiddusho, you're going to sanctify it for the future. That's what it's all about in Yom Kippurim. Cleansing the past and purifying and cleansing the impurity of the past and sanctifying the future. Mitumos Navikit Loso, that's the whole Rashi. Now let's see it in the Targum. V'yadei, yadei means to sprinkle, alohi min demah from the blood, be'etz be'e, with his finger, sheva zinin, seven times, v'dakinei, and he will purify, Vikad Shinei and sanctify. Miso Avas, from the impurity, the Tumah, the contamination of an Esha. Okay, very straightforward. Next. Pasik Chaf. V'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh. V'es olmoy v'es ha-zeach. V'higrev es ha-so'ir hechoy. Okay, this part. Now what comes next? You'll finish from atoning in the Kodesh and the Olmoid and the Mizbeach, and he will offer the So'ir Hachai. Now it's very interesting, there's no Rashi on this. Now what's really going on in this Pasuk? What did the Kohen Gadol do until now? Until now, everything that he did until now was what? Was inside of the Heichel. He sprinkled, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he brought Ketores. He sprinkled blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He then sprinkled blood on the paroches, separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he applied blood on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach. So, we have over here, and you know, the truth is, so he sprinkled blood, really, what did he really do? He sprinkled blood, basically, on the Aron, or in between the Aron. He sprinkled blood on the Paroches, or towards the Paroches, and he sprinkled blood on the Mizbeach HaZohav. So that's what the Pasuk of Yer says. He's finished. V'chilah, he will complete. V'chilah, he will conclude. Mikaper, from sanctifying, from atoning. Es HaKodesh. And what is the Kodesh? The Ol Moed. The Ol Moed. That's the whole chamber inside. V'yes HaMizbeach. So I think what it means over here is the Kodesh refers to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. That's what it would seem. The Ketores and the application of the sprinkling that's done inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim is called the Kodesh. The Ol Moed refers to the Paroches, that's in the chamber of the Ol Moed, that's the outer chamber. The HaMizbeach is the Mizbeach that he just sprinkled upon. So this Pasuk over here is coming to summarize the three locations, or the three different items that are being atoned for. There's an atonement taking place inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. There is an atonement taking place inside the Kodesh, which the word over here, Kodesh, really, you know something on that? Maybe it's a little other way around. What is called the Ol Moed? It's not the Kodesh. Is the Ol Moed called the Kodesh HaKodashim? I don't know which one is called what. Let's assume that the Kodesh refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ol Moed refers to what we call the Kodesh. And the Mizbeach is the Mizbeach Hazav. Because in each one of these three locations, did the Kohen Gadol do a service. Inside
Rabbi Levine.
Yes?
Did Moshe Rabbeinu meet Hashem? Wasn't the Ol Moed? So what does that mean now?
Good question. What is it? Where exactly did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Kodesh HaKadosh? Did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu?
I don't think so. He wasn't a Kohen. He wasn't allowed to go in.
Moshe was an exception. Moshe was definitely an exception. I don't know. I don't know the answer. It says, where exactly did Moshe speak to Hashem? On top of the Kuvim? It says the Chazal explicitly that the Shekhinah came down on top of the Kuvim. From there Hashem spoke. But it doesn't necessarily mean that Moshe stood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, whatever it is.
Maybe the Paroches? Not by the Paroches?
Maybe by the Paroches. Maybe by the... So in this pasuk, we're dividing into three different parts. We're calling the Kodesh, we're calling the Ol Moed, and we're calling it the...
Wherever Moshe was, that's where they spoke to.
Okay, I don't know. He definitely was inside the Ol Moed. The question is, did Moshe enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Exactly, but it says one thing. It says that the sound came forth.
Came from that direction.
Right.
He was anywhere.
Doesn't necessarily mean right.
He had his own tent.
Right. No. But when Hashem spoke to him, Hashem only spoke to him in the Kodesh in the
Oh,
Olam.
Whenever he wanted, he had it. When Miriam got punished, where was he? The Olam? Where was he?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Wherever he was, they spoke to.
In this pasuk, you have three parts.
Until they built the Ol Moed, Hashem spoke on his tent.
Okay. I guess, okay, it's true. In Mitzrayim, Hashem spoke to Moshe. There was no Mishkan there. Hashem spoke to Moshe in Mitzrayim also. And spoke to him by the burning bush in Midian. In Har Sinai. I mean, Hashem spoke to Moshe in all locations. All locations, except for America. We don't find Hashem speaking to Moshe in America. All right, in any event, we have over here three different sections. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichol, the Kodesh, and the Mizbeach. And here it says, finished. The Chiloh, he will conclude Mikaperes HaKodesh, is all Moed, Yis Mizbeach, Nikri, will now bring it to Sor HaChoy, the Sor HaChai. Now, we're up to the next service. The next service is to take the Soir LaZozel. The Soir, they were twins. They were two different animals. Two Seidim, two goats. And they made a Goyro. One Soir is La Hashem, and the other Soir is La Zozel. The blood that he sprinkled on the Kodesh HaKadosh from the Parochas is the Soir La Hashem. So now we're done with that. We're finished with that. Now we're up to the Soir La Azazel. Now, to be honest, there's one thing that's very interesting that it's not mentioning over here. Maybe we'll mention it in the Pasuk later on. We have to read all the Pasuk very carefully. Is that after Aaron finished sprinkling these 11 applications from the blood of the power of the Sawyer, 4 on the corners and 7 on the surface, he took the blood, he exited the Oel Moed, he went to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the big Mizbeach, and he poured all the leftover blood on the base of the big Mizbeach. And it's not mentioning that over here. It doesn't say that. At least the symbol on this, when it says here the word Mizbeach, the symbol that this refers to, I'm assuming it refers to the Mizbeach Hazov. But there's really one more step. In total, how many sprinklings were there? We once spoke about how many sprinklings were there in total. I don't know how to do the numbers, but the total number was 44. He sprinkled 8 times. 8 times the Dam HaPar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 times the Dam HaSoyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 times the Dam HaPar in the Paroches, 8 times Dam HaSoyer in the Paroches, a grand total of 32. And now there's another 11 times on the Mizbeach, which brings us up to 43. And then he takes all the leftover blood and he goes outside into the Azara and he pours the blood on the base, the foundation of the Mizbeach, to bring it to a total of 44. 44 applications of blood. How many Avinu Malkenus are there? One. There's only one God. But how many times on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, when you say Avinu Malkeinu, how many times do we say the expression Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanech, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Elohata? 44 times. 44 Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, 44. What are the 44 corresponding to? They correspond to the 44 applications of blood on Yom Kippur. Is that correct? There are 44? I think it's correct. 44. So we left out one application of blood that was done on the Mizbeach and the Chayshas outside. In any event, it says over here, Mechil B'chavos HaKodesh, it's all about this, Avikar B'sarachai, now we're up to the Sor HaChai, the living Sor, the Sor HaChai. Okay, now, let's first do the Targum. Targum over here says, Vishaitse, the word Vishaitse means to complete. He concludes Milichapora from atonement, Al Kutcha on the holy thing, which refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Al Mashkan Zimna on the temporary, the Ol Moed, Moed means temporary, the Al Madducha, the Mizbech. Now the Kurevios Sefirachai, now we're up to bringing the Soir HaChai. Let's see, pass now 21. Now we go to the process of the Sola Zozo. V'somach Aaron. Aaron is now going to lean, rest his hands, al shtei yadav, Al Rosh HaSoir, HaChai, the living one, that's going to be Lazazel, this Vadolav is going to confess upon it, Eskol Avonis, all of the sins B'nai Yisrael, Eskol Pishrehem, L'chol Chat HaSam, the Nosan HaSam, he's going to put all the sins Al Rosh HaSoir, the Shilach, he's going to send away the Soir, B'yad Ish Iti. What does the word Iti mean? Iti means the person that's been designated to the desert. Okay, so this one thing over here, it says, Aaron is going to lean his hands, his two hands, both hands, on the living Sawyer. He's going to confess all of the sins of the Jewish people. He has called Pishayim L'chol Chato Esam. So it's very important to take note, there are three different types of sin. There is the Avoinois, Avoin. There is a Pesha. And there is a Chatos. Which one is the worst? Okay, which one is the worst? So l'chora, the worst is an avoin. Avoin means, in this context, we're going to go downwards, when a person does an avera with malicious intent, in an act of rebellion. A pesha is, he does it, b'mezid it, because he just can't control himself. I know it's awesome, but I don't care. But he's not doing it in spite. He's not doing it as an act of rebellion. And a chait is where he did it inadvertently, not on purpose. So three different times. He will confess upon the avoinois. And then it says, the eskol pishrehem. And then it says, l'chol, with regard to all of the chatoisam. Then the not...
A shogrim is not considered a chatoisam. It's like he's sinning?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. If a person really cared about the avera, he never would have sinned by accident. A person that sins by accident, he needs a carbon chatos. Why? But if a person is a complete accident, a total accident, in other words, an onus, then you don't bring a carbon. Every accident, it's this guilt. Because if you really, really were concerned about Hashem's honor, it never would have happened that the accident would have happened. A person, by mistake, he carries on Shabbos. If you really are concerned about the halacha, you would make sure to check your pockets before you walk outside. That's not a good example. Carrying on Shabbos, not only carrying on Shabbos, that's a masasik. It's a masasik. But every accident is a little bit of guilt. If you really were concerned so much, you would have been more careful, that it would never have come to this. So there is a degree of guilt in every carbon chatos. So over here, he's first coming to confess. He's going to confess these three things, the ovoin, and the pesha, and the chait. And then he's going to deposit. Now, how do you deposit a sin? A sin is not something that's tangible. I don't know, but that's what it says. It says over here that after he makes this confession, the nosan, he will deposit the sins on the head of the sawyer, and he will send the sawyer with an ish, a man who's E.T. E.T., extraterrestrial. No. E.T., what is E.T.? A designated person to the desert. Now let's see, what does Rashi say? Ish iti. Rashi says, Hamuchon. Iti means he has been prepared l'kach for this purpose, miyoim esmo. Targum, v'yismech al yos taratein yidohi, his two hands on Rosh Tzifri Ruachaya, on the head of the living goat, v'yi vadei alohi, and he will confess upon it, yos kol avoyas b'nei Yisru, all of the averos that were done b'nei Zit, v'yos kol mer dehon the rebellion. Now see, it appears that I made a mistake, or maybe not, but the Targum seems to say just the opposite of what I said. There are two words, it's called an ovoin and a pesha. The Targum appears to learn that the pesha is the worst. When a person does an avera, lahaches, because he translates the word pesha, ner dehoin, a rebellion. And the word avoinois, he translates as the avoyas, the wrongdoing. So it seems the Targum learns that a pesha is worse than an avoin, and the order is very difficult. First we mention the avoinus, then we mention the pesha. We first mention the averus that were done b'mezid, then we mention averus that were done lahachis, and then we mention averus that were done accidentally. So he will confess, and then he will yes mer dehoin l'chol chato ehoin v'yitein, and he will then deposit yosoin the sins al rosh tzitzirav yishlach b'yad givar dimzin that has been designated limahach. And the word limahach does not appear in the pasuk. He added this word in. Limahach means to bring it to a person. The person's role is to bring the animal to the desert. The Rat Hargum, he added that into the pasuk. Mishlach b'yad ish iti hamidbar. Now, why is this? I prepared a little before with the shir. Why did the Targum add that word into the pasuk? The answer is because if not the Targum adding that word, you may come to make a mistake and think that the ish iti is already there. The ish iti is in the desert. And you bring the animal to the ish iti. The day before Yom Kippur, you designate a person who's going to be called the ish iti. And what does he do? He goes to the desert and he waits. And now Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol, he does the vidui. After he does the vidui, the Kohen Gadol, he takes somebody who, it doesn't matter who, anyone who wants, the person that's now going to transport the animal to the desert, to the ish iti, does not need to be designated. They'll decide, they'll take a girl, whoever wants. Maybe there are a lot of people that will do this. The only one that's going to be designated is going to be the ish iti. He will be in the desert. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'shilach, and they will send the animal to whom? Biyad, into the hand of the ish iti, Hamidbara, that's waiting for the animal in the desert. Along comes the Targum. The Targum says that's not the pshat. The Targum
says,
yeah.
Rashi says, "Mishilach b'yad." Doesn't say the two.
No, exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, if we did not have this Targum, that's what we would have made a mistake. And that is why the Targum is injecting a word that is not in the pasuk in order to make it order. You should not make that mistake. Okay, the Targum over here, and this is what we're trying to do in the shiur a little bit, is that the Targum doesn't just translate the pasuk word for word. The Targum injects additional words every so often into the pasuk. And in this example, whoever did this is really fascinating. That whoever wrote this, you don't see this almost, very weird to see on this, and then this Safari edition, they always have in bold words that are not in the pasuk. Words that have been injected by the Targum Onkelos into the pasuk that are not the little children. Every word over in the pasuk you can account for. V'samach, v'yismach, aron, aron, es, yos, shtei, tartein, yodov, yidohi, al, rosh, resh, Hasoir, Tzifira. Every word you can basically match up. But every so often the Targum puts words into his translation that do not appear in the pasuk. And here is case in point the word limhach. Limhach means to bring. Why did the Targum add this word? The answer is, if the Targum would not have added this word, one could easily make a mistake. And it's not necessarily a mistake. The pshat in the pasuk is from the Mesorah. If you translate the pasuk word for word, you can come up with many strange things. But if not for the Targum saying word lemahach, you can easily make a mistake and translate the pasuk to mean is that the day before Yom Tov, they designated an ish iti. And what was the purpose of that ish? What was the purpose of that person? You can say he was supposed to go to the desert and wait for the animal to come to him. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, you put the sins, the shilach, and the animal is then sent by whom? Anyone who wants. Anyone. There was maybe they took a girl, maybe 50 people escorted the animal, maybe 3 people. It was sent, and who was it sent to? Biyad. It was sent into the possession of the ish iti who was stationed waiting for it. Hamidbara. Along comes the Targum that says, don't do that. That's incorrect. Wrong, 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 wrong. There was no person in the desert waiting for the animal to come. The Ish Iti was designated Erev Yom Tov for the purpose of bringing the animal. Limhach. Limidbar. The purpose, the designee, that's what his purpose was. How would you... Yeah.
That was push-up shot. That push-up shot, which the target is correct on. How do you set the yacht and the hand up? The way you would think, maybe you should learn it, it's already there. Lit-ish, yeah, E.T.
No, the
you just said, we should lock lit-ish to the male.
No, I hear what you say. I hear what you're saying. You said that we're used to a certain style of writing. Okay, if we were in high school and we're given an assignment, then we would say v'shilach liyad ish iti hamidbar. But it's not necessarily correct, because you can also v'shilach kama, and it will be sent and delivered to the hands, biyad, into the hands. I understand what you say. You say le'omer and bo'omer, right? Is it le'omer or be'omer? When you say the shilach, it will be delivered. It's not smooth. I agree with you, Mr. Rakovit. It's not smooth. But the psuk in the Tanakh are not always meant to be smooth, or we are just not familiar with the style of writing. It's a much more complex, rich style of writing that we're not always familiar with. Are we here? This one he says over here in the parish over here, the Ma'atzar, he says over here, Hoysif Hatargum al Loshana Kosuf, Hamil Lamahach, the word Lamach, Veluay Hoy Safa, if not for this extra word, Hayinu Mevinin, we would understand Shehu Mezuman Lamidbar, that this person was set aside to be in the desert, to be on the receiving end. And therefore, the Targum presents us the Mesoirah. And he says, you're right. It's a very interesting interpretation. And you know something? You want to go on a wild goose chase? You take out all the Mepharshim. Take all the Mepharshim. And you go study them very carefully. And you may discover that some of the Mepharshim learn exactly that. That the Ish Iti, I mean, the Gemara seems to say not like that. So I don't know. The Gemara has a whole very elaborate discussion about the Ish Iti. But you may discover some very shocking things in the Mepharshim, and according to them, no! Don't add the word Lamahach, it doesn't belong there. The Targum is making a powerful statement. This is the Peshat in the Pasuk. The purpose of the Ish Iti is to be the one who will deliver. He is the Uber, a Shabbos Uber. He is the delivery man. And there's no one in the desert. You get to the tzoik, you throw the animal off the cliff. All right, we're going to stop with your voice. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Okay, Zayin is everyone.
Good enough. Thank you.
Zayin is
everybody.
Good night.
Bye.